All right, I think we're ready to get started. Let's open in a word of prayer, and then we'll get going. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for gathering your people this morning. And Lord, we pray for your help as we look at the Psalms, as we look at singing the Psalms, to use them as they were given to us. Lord, may you open our hearts and our minds to understand, to receive what you have for us, Lord, that we may walk in the light more and more and rejoice as we know you better. Lord, please help us now in Jesus' name. Amen. You should have a little handout. Does everyone have a little handout? Just keep that handy. Janelle has the handout. That's good. All right. We'll start with two quotes. One of them you have on the handout, one of them you do not. First one is from Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Whenever the Psalter is abandoned, an incomparable treasure vanishes from the Christian church. With its recovery will come unsuspected power. And in that vein of thought of power, the next quote's from Martin Luther when he was in difficult days, in deep trials, he would be known to say, "Come, let us sing the Psalms and let the devil do his worst." I like that one. So last time we introduced the class a little bit. We talked about Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, where three kinds of songs are identified: psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Which means that each kind of song has its place. Each one is important. Hymns and spiritual songs do not replace the Psalms, no matter how good that they might be. We should be singing all three kinds of songs. And while we're not going to get into it in detail now, it is worth noting that it actually would seem that in these two verses, what is being identified is not three different kinds of songs, but three different kinds of psalms. In Scripture, this is called a synonymy. As when the Bible talks about miracles, signs, and wonders. It doesn't mean there's three different kinds. It's talking about the same things. The writer is using synonyms to say one thing. We are to obey all of God's commands, his statutes, and his laws. That's a synonymy. It's talking about one thing. And it seems that that might actually be what is happening here. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Because the Psalms themselves come in exactly these types of categories. If you would go back to the Septuagint, that translation that was made a couple hundred years before the time of Christ, it was used heavily in the time of Christ and in the early church, that translation. And there the Psalms are put into three different categories: the Mizmorim, the Tehillim, and the Shirim. And that translates as psalm or praise, psalm, hymn, and spiritual song, a synonymy. Because of that, there are those then who argue that we should just be singing the Psalms and nothing else, because those verses are referring to the use of the Psalter in how we sing. But of course, on the other hand, we are told numerous times that we ought to be singing new songs to the Lord as well. Whatever the case, singing the Psalms is obviously both a command and a blessing, and we want to do it. Now, we've grown a lot, I think, in the last couple of years, and I would just commend our song leaders that have been leading now for the last number of years. The quality of song, the content, the care that is taken in our worship sets in the songs, I think has been amazing. And I'm so thankful for each of you who lead up here, who lead us in that, the care taken into the songs. I think you have done such a wonderful job, and I'm so thankful for you. And now as we look at this, we can see another great opportunity for even more growth for us. I think this is really good. And this growth is heading back into the church's history instead of forward into new songs. These are old songs, the Psalter. They're ancient. For centuries, people used them in what is called a Psalter, which is simply the book of Psalms set into music, a musical form, to help people actually sing them. And it's been done for thousands of years, and we don't really use a Psalter anymore, at least not in our circles. But the Psalms have been the unifying thread of worship since the church began, and even well before. Israel sang them, of course. Jesus sang the Psalms before there even was a church. The Psalms were his songbook. They were his prayer book, which is stunning to think about. We have access to the songbook of Jesus, his playlist. We know what it is that he sung and what he prayed. And the church, of course, has sung them for all its existence. They are a gift. They are a means of grace to us. And we remember that the Holy Spirit breathed these psalms into the written word of Scripture. They originate with God, even though they reflect the thoughts and experience and desires of people. So when we sing them, we join our voice, we join our breath with his. And we are guided by him. And so this is a means of grace indeed. He's putting his words in our mouths when we don't have the words and we're not sure what to do. God has given us words and a direction. His holy thought into our finite and sinful minds. And so we want to recover the use of the Psalter in our worship, in our prayer, in our private life, in our homes, and in the church. So these three classes, starting today, we introduced it last week, but now we're going to have three classes, are going to explain what a Psalter is, how to use it, where you can get your hands on them, and how to regain this neglected form of worship. So we start with asking the question, what is a Psalter? So the word psalm simply means praise or song. Psalm means song. They were intended to be sung. That is the way that God gave them to us, in a musical form. They were written in a way so they could be sung. You will see it. You'll see musical notation often at the start of a song. It'll say that this is a song, or that it's for the choir master, or for use with stringed instruments and so forth. That's how they're written and how they're used most accurately. To understand the Psalms properly, they ought to be sung. That is the container in which they came. If you take water and you pour it into a thermos, the water takes the shape of the thermos, or a mug, or a kettle. Whatever you pour the water into, it'll take a particular shape. The Psalms came to us in a particular shape, a musical shape. And if we're going to understand them fully, in all their depth and richness, for them to affect the parts of the heart that they were intended to, they ought to be sung. They ought to be sung in the shape in which they were given to us, a musical one. And a Psalter does that. It brings them into a musical context that we can use and understand. Now, we don't sing them like Israel sang them. We actually don't know the way they sang them. That was lost in the exile. Israel today doesn't know exactly how they were sung. That was lost. It was started again in Jesus' day, of course, in the synagogues. But they don't know exactly how it was done. But they know that they were sung. And so for us now, when we get a modern Psalter, it has been turned into a musical form that we understand and that we can use and that we can sing. So traditionally, as we said last time, Psalms have been divided up into two different forms for singing. Chant and meter. This is an Anglican chant. The chants would have started first. The early Christians heard what was done in the synagogues, how Israel sang their psalms, and they developed what is called plain song, which became Gregorian chant as we know it now. That is the oldest form of singing the psalms that we have. I have a plain song psalter coming. It's lost in the mail. I'm hoping it's coming this next week. That went for about 1,700 years or so, and then Anglican chant or English chant came along next. So Gregorian chant, plain song. I'm hoping to get my book, and we'll talk about chant in the third class, and I want to give you some examples, hopefully, how that works and how it's done, teach you how to do it if you're interested. Plain song, Gregorian chant, is monotone. There's no harmonies. You sing it just as a group, and there's no harmonies, there's no instrumentation. It's very, very plain. Anglican chant, you can do that as well. But it is intended also to be done with harmonies, with choirs, especially with an organ. And you have a lot of options to make it expand, doing call and response and all kinds of stuff. So that's really, really great. We're going to talk about that mostly in the third class. The other one is meter. That's what we're going to talk about mostly today and next class. That's the one that's the most accessible and the one that we'll be using. It's easiest for us to follow. So a metrical psalter, that's this one here. This is the one we're going to talk about. This is good. Meter, then, is setting the verses of a psalm into rhyme and into a certain number of syllables so that it can fit over melodies, usually common melodies that we know. So take, for example, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace is written in what we call common meter. Sometimes when you see Amazing Grace, it'll say CM, which means common meter. Common meter is 8686. Sometimes you'll see that written there too. That accounts for the number of syllables in each line. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That's 8. That saved a wretch like me. 6. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 8686. That's common meter. And so what someone working on a Psalter is going to do is going to take the biblical text and work hard to put it into a certain amount of syllables and make it rhyme. That's tough. But then you can take that version, that translation of the psalm, and put it into any song that has common meter. 8686, it'll work. So here's an example of how this can look with translating into meter. So Psalm 24, verse 1. In the original text, I think this is the NIV, the way we would read it in our Bible. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. That verse, set to meter, goes like this. The earth is the Lord's, and all it contains, the world and all those within its domains. So the original, the NIV. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. In meter. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains. Everything in it, all it contains. That's where they make the change to make it, because they're working towards a rhyme. Second half of the verse, the world and all who live in it. NIV. In meter, the world and all those within its domains. So you can see how it works. The verse, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. And in meter, the earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and all those within its domains. So the person setting these things into meter has quite the task to try to make it rhyme, to make it flow, set the certain amount of syllables, and stay true to the translation, because the metrical psalter will follow the verses directly as written. If the text says Mount Hermon and Mizar too, a psalter is going to keep that in there. Mostly in our modern songs, we want to write a song about a psalm and it talks about Mount Hermon and Mizar. That's often removed because it doesn't mean a whole lot to us. And so we would work around it. A psalter does not have that in it. It will maintain those things and it will go verse by verse through. It's intended to be a translation and not an explanation of the text as much as possible. And so now you have it in meter, and you can choose from a number of tunes because the number of syllables it has been broken into. All kinds of melodies. So, if you are going to sing, we've been learning Psalm 23 here, actually from the 1650 Scottish metrical psalter. They include that one in this one because it's so well loved, and people really like that one. So they put it in here. That one is written in common meter, 8686. So we can sing it then to Amazing Grace, if we like. You can also sing it to While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night. That is also common meter. You could sing those words to Oh for a Thousand Tongues. You could sing it to the theme of Gilligan's Island. Gilligan's Island is common meter. The Yellow Rose of Texas. Yellow Rose of Texas, it's the golden flower of spring. You could sing it to the House of the Rising Sun. That's common meter. You could sing it to Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle is common meter. You can find hundreds of songs written in common meter. And you could sing any one of the psalms in the Psalter in common meter with any one of those melodies, depending what you were going for. So metered psalms then are really easy to use. You can find a lot of songs that you know, melodies that you are familiar with. If you are learning them, you're teaching your kids them. They might not know the theme to Gilligan's Island, that's a little old, but they'll know Amazing Grace. Yankee Doodle perhaps isn't as respectful. But you can sing them within minutes. So in that Psalm 23 one, "The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want." The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. That's simple. Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle went to town. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. You can do it. It fits. I'm not saying I recommend that one. I'm just teaching. It's permissible, not beneficial. Thank you. We have fit it in a category. And permissible, just barely, depending if you're singing at a birthday party or not, I suppose. But. And so common meter is called common meter because it's so common. You can find lots and lots of songs. And in this Psalter, there's a number of them that are set to common meter. You can find all kinds of melodies. So there's going to be examples in here. You can do a Google search for common melody songs and just find piles of them. And you can apply them here. And it's really, really simple that way. So as we said last time, the idea with all of this is not so much to get the Psalms into our world. We want to get into their world. And that's because the world of the Psalms, their world, is actually our world, rightly seen. We mentioned the example of Elisha. He's in the city. The Syrian army has surrounded him, and he's in trouble. And his servant sees the physical world, and he's in a panic. What are we going to do? Like, look, Elisha. We're in so much trouble. Now, Elisha is not seeing a different world than his servant. He is just seeing the actual world more clearly than his servant. Those angels, those fiery chariots that Elisha sees, they're there whether the servant sees him or not. They are there. They are part of this world. We make the mistake in thinking that the world is just natural. It's physical. But it isn't. Our world is also spiritual. Very much so. And the Psalms help us to see and to think correctly, to engage the entire world, physical and spiritual, so that we can see like Elisha did. So we want to get into the world of the Psalms so that we see them correct. So before, we're going to practice a few this morning, and I'm going to give you some different ones you can try and start with and all that. But before that, we're going to just go over seven benefits. You'll see them just briefly listed in your handout. Seven benefits of singing the Psalms. Why does this matter so much? First one, obviously, the Psalms are Scripture. They are Scripture themselves. They are the very words of God put into our mouths for our benefit. That is a means of grace. We don't always know how to pray as we ought. And we read in the Bible that the Holy Spirit prays for us. Christ is interceding for us. And now we also are provided with prayers and words that help us pray as well. We can engage along with. It's an amazing gift. The actual words of Scripture in our mouth. God comes speaking through mankind with our eyes of struggle, of difficulty, of confusion, of hurt. We're going to speak through our eyes and going to give words of Scripture from God himself for us to know how to pray. Second, they provide a proper connection, an interface of faith and life. These are related. They give us a proper response to our circumstances and our struggles. Sin will distort our vision, and because of that, we often pray amiss or we don't know what to pray for. The Word of God is going to set that right. It sets our vision and our understanding correctly. It's going to take us from, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" all the way to, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." That's quite a journey. And it's not wrong to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? But directed by the Psalms, by the Scriptures, by what God has given us, it will take you on a journey to the point where you can commit yourself into your Father's care. That's dangerous ground. That's a dangerous thing to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? But there's a way to do that, as inspired through the Scriptures. So it's going to help us to see, again, the world properly. It's going to teach us how to think and how to act. Delving into the Psalms like this, it focuses our gaze on God. It's going to increase our hope in Him. It corrects our posture of faith. My posture of faith is very easily turned to, not from discouragement into despair, from doubt into accusation. And it can turn into sinful things when I am struggling through an issue. And the Psalms are going to take you, and it's just going to turn your face this way. You're discouraged. That's okay. I understand, says the Father. Look, I understand. And He will turn your face towards, and it will take you to a certain place. It corrects our posture of faith. Number three, these are all related again. It keeps us in God's will by teaching us how to pray, that we might have confidence when we pray, when we act, and when we think. How do I think about this situation? What am I supposed to do? The Psalms, I mean, that's the Scripture as a whole, of course, but we're talking about the Psalter here. The Psalms are going to teach us the will of God, how to think, how to act, how to pray, so that when we do those things, we can have confidence that we are staying in the will of God. Number four, singing the Psalms engages the emotions on a deeper level than speaking them. I can say to my wife, love you. Or I can say to her, I love you. It never works. I try that. But communicates two very different things, right? It's very different whether we are speaking or whether we are singing. It's going to engage our emotions in a very different way. And we often don't know how to handle our emotions, or we feel guilty about the emotions that we have. Do they fit? Do they belong? Can I express them? I'm going to be embarrassed if I express them. What will people think of me if they see my struggle, if they hear my questions, if they see my tears? Will I be chastised for my discouragement because I am brokenhearted over something? And the Psalms give gravity to our emotions. They give them their place, and they allow us to work through our difficulties, engaging our emotions. The Scriptures do not separate us from our emotions. We are not to be stoic. The answer to just have faith can be very, very cold to someone who is struggling under a weight of heartache. And the Psalms doesn't say that. It does say that, but it says that through poetry. It says that in walking through a journey with you, taking you from that point of discouragement and heartache to a point of settled faith and joy. It walks with you. It doesn't jump just to the end. It walks with you. The Psalms are really the best counselor because they come from the counselor. And they were set to music to engage our emotions. Our emotions are good. That's their musical purpose. We lose that when we only read them. They're put back into their context as the water is poured into the jar, takes that shape. I don't think that we can fully understand all the richness of the Psalms if we never sing them. They come to us in a form. A little Marshall McLuhan, the medium is the message. The musical part matters. It matters to our emotions. It slows us down and allows us to walk through. Sometimes, because I know the answer, I need to have faith in God. I need to believe what He says. I will forego the mourning process, the struggling process. Like, I have this difficulty. Okay, I know the answer is over here. I need to have faith. I need to trust God. I'm just going to come over here and do it. And you find that you're working so hard to muster up, what am I going to do with this? Because you haven't actually walked through your heartache at all. And the Scriptures don't ask us to just leapfrog all of it. The Psalms walk you through very carefully, very gently. And it says, no, you can feel these emotions. Let me show you the way through them. You don't just jump to the end. You will get there, but it walks with our emotions. God gave them to us. They're good. Number five, Singing the Psalms helps us to memorize Scripture. That's an obvious one. I know a lot of songs because the melodies make the words easy. If I was to memorize all the lyrics of songs that I know without the melody, it'd be way harder. You put them to a melody, and all of a sudden you are memorizing. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Here's a means to memorize Scripture, for your kids to memorize Scripture. Sing them in a song. Be amazed how that's going to stick in your mind. Number six, this is related to the emotions. Singing the Psalms helps us to channel our anger and our frustrations, our sadness, our disappointment with God, and even accusations. The Psalms have all of those. The Psalms, you read through them, they pummel God with questions. Man, like they don't let God off the hook. They go after him with question after question, difficult question, but they never put God in the dock. There's a difference. And we are allowed to approach God with our difficult questions. The Psalms do that again and again and again. Sometimes you might feel guilty. If you would just say the phrase, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Well, I could say that he says he never does forsake you. That's a terrible thing to say. It's a sinful attitude, right? Never will I leave thee, never will I forsake thee. How can you say, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Right? Get to the point of faith. Like, come on. That's not what we see in the Psalms. We see a journey. We're not going to stay there. Why have you forsaken me? Right? The Psalms are not going to let you stay there. That is not the answer. That is not where we're going to be, but it recognizes that's where you sometimes are. That's what Christ cried out from the cross. And then it takes you on a journey into, "Father, I commit myself to you." Helps us channel that anger. Know what to do with it. What do you do with your frustration, your disappointment with God? The Psalms take us on that journey again and again. Stark and honest. And number seven, obviously, they are intended by God for us to sing. He gave them to us in that form. They're meant to be sung. We obey him when we sing. Sometimes we come across Scripture that is difficult. And we got to work through it. What are we going to do with this passage? How are we going to obey? And there's struggle, and there's difficulty, and there's a lot of questions. This one isn't hard at all. Like, oh, we can do that. We can see all this benefit. Let's do that. Like, we can obey here. Let's be faithful in the little things. So seven benefits, very briefly, of singing the Psalms. There are more. All right, so let's look a little bit how we do it. There are many Psalters out there. I have a short little list there for you. Some of these are some of the more common ones, but there are many, many, many more out there. There are Dutch door psalters. Who knows what a Dutch door is? We have one here in the church. Yeah, that's right. This back little room here, when the door is divided this way as well, and so you get the two, that swing, right? That's a Dutch door. You get Dutch door psalters, they turn like that, and then the top half will be split, and they can turn that way. The top half, we're going to have all the music in it, and the bottom half is going to have the Psalms. And you can just flip through the top half to find a melody you like to sing with the, right? Isn't that awesome? They're a little hard to find. I found one bookstore in Scotland that sells them. I got one coming. But they're a little hard to find. They have one version. The one that I got is a bit of a cheaper one, because it's not used so much anymore. The music on the top, Jordan, what's that called? Solfege? Solfege? It's a different way of reading music. We don't really do that anymore. They had said that it used to be very common in Presbyterian churches. It's not done anymore, except some churches in Africa carry on this musical tradition. They said, we sell them to them because they're cheaper and they can afford them. And it's a different way of reading music. I wanted to learn it. It's a little similar to the shape note system that Mennonites used to use to learn their four-part harmonies that they did. Like my parents, you'd get it numbered, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Yes. So my mom still does that all the time, right? It's wonderful, right? It's so good. And I don't know how to do it, and I can't sing harmony, but I hear people doing this, like, that makes sense. I'm going to learn that. And this is very similar to that. And so I'm going to order that one. They have another one there that actually has musical notation on it, like we would understand. That one costs a little more. But those are Dutch door psalters. I think they're amazing. I'm sure there's more to be had, but they're a little harder to find. But those are really, really great. And so looking up metered psalters, There is piles and piles of them. The first one on your list, you're going to see a metrical Psalter by Julie and Timothy Tennant. That's the one I got. This was published in 2017. It's quite new. They've been working on it for years. And this is meant for use. Like you can photocopy this. You can use it public worship. You can use it in private worship. They meant this to be an open source. People can use it. The little QR code that you see on the bottom is going to take you to their website. And we're going to go there in a bit if you got your phones. On their website, you're going to find everything that you find in here. You're going to find the Psalms written, the meters that they're in. There's some articles in here, questions and answers about how to use them. We'll be talking about those next week. They have everything you're going to have in here. This you have to pay for if you want to buy one of the books, but they have it all for free on their website. And so this is what we are using at home now, because anyone can pull out their device and have the lyrics immediately in front of them. And then with each one of the Psalms, there are musical choices and actual music there. And they'll have 3, 4, sometimes only 1 or 2, but sometimes up to 5 different tunes that you can choose for each particular psalm. And on the website, you click on that, you say, I'm going to sing it to Amazing Grace. You click on Amazing Grace, it pops open, the music is there, and then there's actually a little file. You hit play, and it'll start to play the music, which is what we've been doing when we sang Psalm 23. I had the guys on the back on that webpage. They just hit play, and it'll just loop through, and it's all for free use. So you start to see how easy this, you can incorporate this in your home. You want to sing Amazing Grace? Well, I can't carry a tune. I know that melody, but I don't sing very well. No problem. You open that thing up, you hit play, it'll play the tune for you. And all you do then, you have the lyrics right there, and off you go. And so you can get the hard copy, or you can get all the information there on their website. And this is a beautiful one. Like I said, just came out. It's quite new. And so I don't know how popular this one is yet. It's growing in popularity because of how they have done it, but it is quite new. So maybe it's a little lesser known, but I think it's really, really beautiful, and more people are using it because of the ease that comes with. And then you have the 1650 Scottish metrical Psalter. This is probably the most popular one that most people use. You can find this one on Amazon, wherever. Sometimes you'll see it titled The Psalms of David Set to Meter. Same thing. 1650 Scottish metrical Psalter, The Psalms of David Set to Meter, the same one. And so when we've sang Psalm 23, that actually comes from that particular Psalter. It is well loved and well used by many, many people. And that one is actually a very, very good translation. As they struggle with the translation, that one in particular, they really went as far as they could. And so sometimes in the English, you'll find the sentences even just a little bit, the word placement is a little bit odd because they were keeping it as close to the original as they possibly could. And so you see like some poetic strangeness in the sentences, but that's because it's closer to the original translation. It's a very beautiful Psalter. I think the one that I'm getting, the Dutch Door one that's coming, is actually the Scottish metrical Psalter in the Dutch Door version with the solfege style of music. There's lots. After that, for those of you who have listened to or read from anything from Rosaria Butterfield, she talks a lot about using a Psalter, singing the Psalms. The next one is the one that she uses, the Book of Psalms for Worship. That one is really good. I had hoped to actually get a copy of that one. I think it's crownandcovenant.com that sells it. And the books were like $20 and shipping was like $60. And so I was like, okay, that was a little much. But that one is also very popular. That one's really, really nice. I'd like to get a copy of that one sometime. And then after that is the Book of Psalms for Singing, which is the same Psalter, just updated a little bit. So the Book of Psalms for Worship is a little more thee and thou, and the Book of Psalms for Singing is a little more you type of thing. So it's the same one. It's the same people who published it. They just updated it a little bit to a bit more modern language, so you can choose which one you prefer there. You can actually go on their website, and they'll give you a couple of examples. Here's the Book of Psalms for Worship, Psalm 23. Here's for singing, Psalm 23, and you can kind of read and see which one you might prefer. Those both are really, really nice. And then there are piles more metered psalms. You do a list, check it, and you can find piles of them. We're going to talk next week more about the imprecatory psalms, the cursing, the hard-edged psalms. smash their babies on the rocks and all that type of a thing. There are some psalters who actually remove those psalms from them, and we must not do that. So if you're buying a psalter, do a little bit of research and see. Some of them will actually pull some of the difficult psalms out and just pretend they're not there. They won't put them in the psalter. We ought not to do that. But these are all solid, and there's piles more. And then you have the Anglican chant psalter. That's the one that I have, this big green one. That one was like $50, a little pricey. That is one of the more common Anglican chant psalters. I did a search. I found at least 50 different Anglican chant, English chant psalters, at least. And each one is different chants to the same psalms. Like, you would never exhaust. You could sing this your whole life, and you would never run out of new melodies. And there's so much out there. Anglican chant psalter, I think, is really good. It comes with two sets of music, one if you're singing on your own, and one if you want to sing with a choir. You can choose which one you want, and off you go. It describes in there how to do it. I'll teach you in week 3. There's a bit of a different musical notation. It's not hard, but it is different than what we're used to, the reciting tones and all of that, but we'll get to that. But I think that one is really, really beautiful. I love chanting the Psalms. I think that's very powerful. And those then have not been adjusted, those Psalms. They are not set to meter. They don't rhyme. They don't have a rhythm or a beat that you can follow. They're musical, but you can't just sing them. As we understand music, it's very different. And so when they sing in a church and they play with the organ is actually following the singers. The singers are not following the organ because the lyrics dictate the length of the notes. Not the sheet music. The sheet music actually has nothing to do with the length of the notes. It's different. We'll get there. Anglican chant psalter is really good. I found a website that has MIDI files of all the little melody, the chant melodies, and you can play them so you can hear the intervals. Da, 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 da. Okay. Right? And then you kind of get that melody in your head, and then you can use that to help learn the chant. That's really, really helpful. So the Anglican chant is really, really beautiful and has lots of room for harmonies and choirs and all of that. And then you have the last one on your list there, St. Dunstan Plainsong Psalter. That's Gregorian chant. That's the one I got coming in the mail. That hasn't made it here yet. I think it's actually going to be here tomorrow. And that is the Gregorian chant, which to my ears is one of the most beautiful ways of singing the Psalms. That is usually done in Latin. And I found some English ones. This one is an English one. And that is totally different music as well. They have a 4-line musical staff. Instead of the, what do we have, 5, 6, whatever it is. It's 4 lines. It has different shapes. There's different ways of, it's a different way of reading the music than what we are familiar with. So you have to learn a very different way of singing if you want to learn that one. But I hope to learn that one as well. So we have metrical psalter, which is tunes that we know. Anglican chant, which is a very specific kind of chant. Then you have Gregorian chant, which is a totally different kind of chant yet. Then you have that Dutch door one that is coming that's going to have that solfege, which is different yet. It's delightful. You can just immerse yourself in all kinds of different creative ways of doing it, from something that is very, very simple. You can be singing within 2 minutes, or something that's going to take you a much longer time to work through if you want to do the work for that. So that is really, really great. You can use them in personal devotion. If I want to sing some psalms early in the morning and everyone's still asleep, I can just do it quietly in my head. I can play the music quiet. You can go through it with that website there. It makes it so easy. Or if we want to sing some with the kids afterwards, hey kids, pull out your devices. Pull up Psalm 42. And I can hit play on the computer, and we're all singing within seconds. And it's easy. And you can follow it. They loop through on that Seedbed site, the Psalter that we use here. You hit play. There's anywhere from 20 seconds to a minute of music. It'll reach the end, it stops, and then it just loops through to the start again. So you don't always have to hit play. It'll just keep going until you're done singing the psalm, and then away you go. Okay, so we're going to practice. We're going to try a few of them in our last 15 minutes or so. If you have a phone with you, you can give it a try. The website is there, psalms.seedbed.com, or use that QR code. Thank you, Jordan. That'll take you right to their website. This little red psalter. Right, yeah, you just point your camera at it, and then a little link will pop up, and then off you go. You don't even need an app. You just point your camera at it. Yeah. Yeah. I had Marcella try it, so. What's that? No, I didn't either. I read it online because I don't have a cell phone. I don't know how this stuff works. And so I had Marcella try it, and I had Jasmine try it, and it worked just great. You just point the camera at it, and all of a sudden there's a link. Do you want to go there? I said, yes. So that'll take you there to the front page. Close to the top, you're going to see, it's going to say the Psalms. You click on that. And that'll take you to a page that just, you're going to see numbers, 1 to 150. All right, you see that? All those numbers? Okay, we're going to go to Psalm 23. So Grant, if you can go to Psalm 23. We're going to do the first one, the 10, 10, 10, 10 one there. So we have been learning Psalm 23. We've sung it at our member meeting, and we've been practicing that one a little bit. That is the 1650 Scottish Metrical Psalter version. Let's try the top one. When you go to Psalm 23, you're going to find two. The first one, that's the one that these folks did, Julie and Timothy Tennant. That's theirs. And you see the 10, 10, 10, 10. That's the amount of syllables that they used per line. And so we're going to use, Grant, the Penitentia one. Hear, O my Lord, I see thee face to face. Okay, so I'm not familiar with that song. I mean, I've listened to it now, but I don't know that song. But in this meter, so this is one that we have not sung here yet, but we're going to give it a go. So Grant is going to hit play. It's going to play through once. It's like 20 seconds or whatever it is. 32 seconds, thank you. La 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 la, yeah. Da 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 da. All right, let's give it a go. Verse 1. The Lord's my shepherd, I have all I need. He makes me lie down in the pastures green. Beside still waters, he does gently lead. Restores my soul when I upon him lead. Wait for the piano. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake gives guidance unto me. Yea, though I walk through paths of darkest death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff give comfort unto me. You serve a feast in presence of my foes. My head anoint with oil for all to see. My heart is full and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and your mercy, Lord, will follow me for all my days and more. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord, dwell in his house and presence evermore. I might stop it there, Grant. How easy is it, right? You go so quick, and before that, you're singing. It's so beautiful. So let's try the Psalm 23 we have been learning. That's the next one, same page you're on. Scroll down, you're going to see the alternate setting, 1650 Scottish Metrical Psalter, CM, Common Meter. We're going to sing it to the King of Love, My Shepherd Is. That's the one we have been learning. So play that one through once. Remind us of some of the melody. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. La, la. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Wait for the piano.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green, he leadeth me. The quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make. Within the paths of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark vale, yet will I fear no ill. For thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. My table thou hast furnished in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be.
All right, stop it there, Grant. So we've sung Psalm 23 two different ways. The options we have, we've got three on the first, four on the second. That's seven different melodies you could use just in the book. Never mind looking to do a whole bunch more. I want to touch on two more before we wrap up. You go back to the list of Psalms on your phone. If you're still there, go to Psalm 88. I want to go over Psalm 88 a couple of times in the next couple of weeks, because this is a lament that doesn't have hardly, if any, hope in it. This one is one of the saddest, and it ends as one of the saddest. And when you do this one with the chant, I'm hoping to have the chant ready to do it for you. I find it heartbreaking in ways that I never felt when I read it. You could read it, and you're like, wow, that's a lot of doubt. Yeah. It's a lot of despair. It's a lot of discouragement. Like, ooh, it's heavy. And when I hear it chanted or sung in the tears are much closer to the surface. You feel the emotion of it a lot more. So we're going to do, Grant, Arise, Restoration. Come, ye sinners, poor and needy. So go through this one and just notice, right? This one's the music is a little heavier, a little more melancholy. And yet they keep some strength in the music in this one, which is beautiful. And by the time we're in verse 5, you'll start to get the feeling of it. Here we go, verse 1.
O Lord God, the God who saves me, day and night I cry to you. Turn your ear to hear my anguish. May my prayer come before you. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draws near the grave. I'm like those who lose all strength and sink to pits where none can save. I am counted with the dying, like the dead already there, not remembered even by you, fully cut off from your...
How dark is that, eh?
You have put me in the depths, and in the lowest pit I'm cast. Your wrath lies like weight upon me, with your waves I'm drowned at last. You have taken close friends from me, made me be abhorred by them. I am trapped, cannot escape, and with much grief my eyes are dim. Yet I daily call to you, Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Will you show the dead your wonders? Will the dead rise and praise you? Is your love declared and evident? Is your faithfulness there found? Are your wonders known in darkness? Can your righteousness abound? Still I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayers rise. Why, O Lord, do you reject me? Hide your face from my worn eyes. His drawn sword has now...
Did I miss something?
No.
You. Where am I? There we are.
Round me, terrors kept me from your care. All day long those fears surround me and engulf me without end. You take friends and loved ones from me. Darkness is my closest friend.
End it there, Grant. So here we have something that is really heavy and really dark. And perhaps you don't feel that way today, but most of us will remember a time when we have felt like that. And a psalm like this cries out to God from the depth of that broken heart and reminds us to keep calling out to him. Right? That's where the psalm goes. It doesn't have a lot of sunshine in it, but it says, I keep calling out, I call out, I cry out. That's where you go with it. And a psalm like this is helpful in reminding that's what you do. Maybe you don't have an answer yet. Maybe you're not free from your burden yet, but what do? You come and you cry out to God. A psalm like this directs you. And what a wonderful tool to have if we are a little more free in singing together when you have a brother or a sister who is in a dark valley and say, come, let's sing. Let's sing. Let's recognize what this is. We will turn to God. I don't have an answer for you, but I'm here with you, right? And that's a beautiful thing. One more. Go to Psalm 150. This is a psalm of praise, short one. At the end of the second line in each stanza, I guess, whatever, it's going to sound like you have more time than you actually do. And you got to take a breath there. You got to shorten the word. You'll hear it. But other than that, it's very simple. Okay, so play that one, Grant. Psalm 150. Sorry, we're going to do Richmond. Oh, for a heart to praise my God.
La, 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 la. La, 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 da, 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 da. Da 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 da.
All right, verse 1.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise God within his sanctuary. Praise him throughout his mighty heaven. Oh, praise his name always. Praise him for all his mighty deeds, his acts of power strong. His greatness is most excellent, to him all praise belongs. Praise him with trumpet sound so loud. Praise him with harp and lute. Praise him with tambourine and dance, with strings and pipes and flute. Praise him with clashing cymbals loud, with cymbals that resound. Let everything that breathes now praise the Lord, let praise abound.
End it there. And so what I'll often do, if I have a psalm that I want to sing, I will come here, listen to the different melodies, pick one that appeals to me in that moment. And I'll just play that melody through for a couple of minutes, kind of get it in my head, work out where it goes. And within a couple of minutes, okay, I can do it. And then you sing, right? Just listen to the melody. It'll just loop through and you can learn. So we're going to have to end it there. That's a good start. So next week, I'm hoping some of you are going to try some of this. Do it in your home, in your private time. Do it with your families. Do it with your community group. When friends come over, pick a few. It's all for free on that website. Very, very handy. Try a few. And next week, I'd like just to open up to see if we have any stories, any feedback, things that you found challenging or that was really, really good, or questions you might have. I'd like to talk a little bit about what the experience was like. We'll talk a bit about that. And then we're going to get into some of those imprecatory psalms. What do you do with some of the harsher ones there? And there's some good stuff to help us to do that as well. So try it at home. It is not hard. And in the third class, we'll go into some of the chants. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. Lord, we praise you for the gift of music, that you have put your word into this context that delves deep into our hearts and allows us, Lord, to walk through the journeys of our broken hearts and our challenges, our struggles, and all of that. And Lord, you shepherd us through like a faithful shepherd. Lord, you bring us from times of darkness right back into the light. You have given us this means of grace. Lord, may you open it up to us, that we would use it freely and with joy and with thanksgiving, that we would do it on our own, we would do it with our families and within our church, with other people. Lord, may there be great power flowing amongst us as we avail ourselves to your word, as we plumb its depths as much as we are able. Lord, unite us in love and in joy around your word as we sing your praises, as we sing our laments. Lord, may you be glorified in all of it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.